Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
We have Sarah Slattery from the travelexpert.ie with us for our weekly travel spot. So you're just back from gorilla trekking in Rwanda. What brought that about?
I know, it's an unusual one for our travel slot, but yeah, it's been on my bucket list for a long time. I got a bit fascinated. I did my first safari on my honeymoon, actually, and then pre-kids, we did a few more. We went to Tanzania and Kenya, and I just kind of got a little bit fixated on seeing. I spoke to somebody who had done it over there about seeing the gorillas and these mountain gorillas. They're in Uganda or Rwanda, and I always wanted to do it. So I said I'd do it for my 40th, and it didn't happen. And then I said I'd do it for my 50th. And a friend of mine shared the same dream, so the two of us headed off there a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, so tell us all about it. So you go to Kigali, is it the capital of Rwanda?
Yeah, that's where we flew into. You can see them in Uganda as well, but I just kind of thought Rwanda was a little bit more interesting country to see. So we started there, and we spent a night. Well, we arrived really early in the morning, so we kind of had a full day and part of the next day, and we did a city tour. We went to the genocide memorial. You could easily stay longer, to be honest. I kind of wish we did, maybe. There's also a fabulous game reserve about 2 hours drive. We could have gone there. There's a few more things I probably would have done. Our travel agent, travel counselor, she told me to go to that game reserve and we didn't go. But and then we headed off up to the Volcanoes National Park where the gorillas were.
What's the name of the national park?
Volcanoes National Park, yeah. It's the same kind of in that rainforest in the Congo Basin that stretches between the Congo, Uganda and Rwanda, and the gorillas are right there.
Now, I'm told there are three options, easy, mid and hard. So what do you go for?
Well, this is the thing. I had actually hurt my back before I went, and I thought I wasn't going to be able to go with all sorts of drama beforehand. So we asked for kind of easy, mid, but we sort of, when it came to it, I didn't want it to be too easy. I was like, we waited so long, I didn't want to kind of just see them around the corner, you know. I was like, can we have a bit of a jungle experience? But as it turned out, we started early in the morning, that 6 o'clock start, and we headed off after our briefing about 8 a.m. And one of the people in our group, there's only 8 allowed in each group, very, very strict regulations, the whole thing. You have 1 hour to spend with them, 8 people per group maximum. But one of the ladies got a bit of altitude sickness, and she had done a trek the day before, which kind of amazed me that people did more than one, but they do. And she just, you know, she wasn't sure she could go on. So we had to kind of wait for her a lot. There's only one trekker with a gun. There's lots of buffalo around. You couldn't just bring her back, you know, to base or whatever. So we kind of had to wait. And it was beautiful. The scenery is stunning. You know, the mountains, the rainforest, it is absolutely...
And are you going up to altitude?
Yeah, but like, it didn't feel that, you know, that hard. Now, the fact that we were stopping a lot for her probably helped as well. But it wouldn't be a particularly really, really hard trek. I'd say most fitness levels you could do it. I wasn't particularly fit anyway.
Is it very hot?
No, it was a lovely balmy morning. The day before it was absolutely cold. People were freezing, they were saying. They were finding it hard to get pictures on their phone. It was that cold. It was really balmy. It was night. Very pleasant walk, actually. We had perfect temperature. But so as we had to keep stopping with her, it kind of delayed us about an hour and a half. So where we got to where the gorillas were supposed to be, or the trackers had thought they weren't there. So it kind of turned into a really exciting kind of jungle trek. We were literally like crawling through the floor and at the edges of like valleys and holding on to branches, and it got really, really exciting.
Was it physically demanding though?
Well, looking back on it, and if you'd seen my videos, you'd say, yeah, it definitely was.
But the adrenaline was probably keeping you going.
Over. Like, as I said, I wasn't remotely fit. I'd back bulging discs and all sorts of things, and you just don't think about it. You know, you're just following along. Now, the porters are amazing. They carry your backpack. They also hold your hand if you're trying to get up on ledges and things like that. They're fantastic. And it's, you know, it's great income for them as well. So definitely, if anyone is thinking of doing it, the porters are invaluable.
Yeah, some people might feel, oh, I don't want to be seen to be taking a porter, but they actually depend on this for a living.
They do. And, you know, you have to cater for every kind of weather eventuality. So you need everything in your backpack, from rain gear to food, everything. So they'll carry them. They also help you up. But once you get to the point, once we kind of knew, I mean, after we realised the trekkers had lost the gorillas and they weren't where they thought they were, and we were like, what's happening. Once we eventually got to the spot where we knew they were a couple of hours later, you have to put on masks, you know they're here. You know, the guide says, right, the porters have to stay put, you put your masks on, and in we're going. Like, we're going in, kind of thing.
And what's it like then? What are the gorillas like?
Yeah, it was just when you get there, like, we actually walked past a few small, kind of young gorillas first, and we could kind of touch them, like, and the guy just said, no, keep going, walk on. So we were like, okay, we just did what we were told. And then we literally walked out, and there was this massive silverback just sitting there looking at us, you know. It was just incredible. I mean, he was really peaceful. He was, you know, around like shrubbery, you know, we were trying to take back the branches and everything to see him and all that. And it was just, I don't know, I think if you had told me I'd see this massive silverback, I would have thought I'd be nervous, but it wasn't like
How
that.
Close do you get to him?
Like, for me and you now, like, you know.
About 10 feet away from each other.
Yeah, yeah. Now, lots of times they can charge, they can come right past you, they can touch you, they can do lots of things.
Do they ever assault the humans?
No, they're very used to, you know, each family has one, has 8 people visiting them for 1 hour every day, and they're just used to it now. But it was, it was actually quite peaceful watching him. It was really weird. I didn't expect that. And then we went around and saw a mother with a tiny baby. It was just incredible, like, watching it. Like, you know, we share 98% of their DNA. And, you know, it was just like a mother and a baby, a newborn baby, you know, watching it. It was exact. She was cuddling and kissing. And you could have just watched her for hours. It was just fabulous to see it.
And you tried to take selfies during all of this?
Oh, it's like, well, and with your mask on and everything. Yeah, not very, the best from that point of view. But no, just watching it was really, really magical. Like, it was hard to, you know, I've been waiting to do it for so long. And it wasn't at all what I expected, but it was amazing in so many ways.
Worth doing. But was it expensive? I'm sure a lot of people listening to this will think, sounds like a great thing to have on the bucket list, but what's it all going to cost?
Yeah, I mean, it is $1,500 to do the permit in Rwanda.
That specific element.
That's the big chunk, yeah. That's the big part of it. I was surprised. I booked it with travel counsellors. They arranged everything, all the hotels. From the minute we arrived in Kigali, we had a guide who brought us there. He was with us till we literally left for the airport. And we had a couple of nights in Doha on the way back, beach, flashy hotel, all out, chill out afterwards. And it was 5,800, you know, per person. So, I mean, obviously, it was just one of us. I was paying my friend. It wasn't like a family trip where you're paying for 3 or 4 or 5 people. So most of the time, when I was posting about the prices, most people thought they expected it to be more. When you think how much the gorilla trek is, and really, really good hotels, food included, the drive, like, we had really more or less, you know, our tours were included. We had nothing really to pay on top of that when we got there. So, I mean, it is a bucket list thing. And it is cheaper to do it in Uganda, by the way. I think it's about $700-$800, but you have a much longer drive. You've like 8 hours drive to the park from the airport. And we just didn't. And I think Rwanda was just an interesting country. I wanted to do it there anyway.
Well, Kevin Rahini went to Uganda in 2003, gorilla trekked in Magahinga National Park, stayed up the mountain for 3 days, trekked once. Incredible experience and couldn't recommend it highly enough. Another one says, I managed to see the gorillas in Uganda a few years ago in the Bwindi Impenetrable Forest. It was amazing. So it seems like quite a few people have done what you've done. Thank you for telling us. Another listener wants to know, what sort of mask would you wear?
Yeah, just actually, they're so strict, and like, it is really important. They're responsible. Like, how they do it is just incredible. You nearly want to pay the $1,500 because it's so well done.
Sorry, it's a mask to protect.
The mask is to protect
the gorillas from any illnesses you might
have. And I had a mask, a nice little Instagrammable mask with me. Not at all. No, you have to have the proper mask. I was told to take it off. They give you the right mask. Like, that's how strict they are. Even when we got to that last point where when we were going in, the porters had to stay behind and we had to crawl through ourselves because they're so strict with that max number of 8 people with them. So it's great to see that, you know, as well.
Sounds like a great trip altogether. Thank you very much. Sarah Slattery, travelexpert.ie is where the details will be found. And I think we might put up some video as well, if you have it, on the Last Word social media feeds.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.